one out of nine Virginians is a veteran. Not one out of nine adults, one out of nine Virginia veterans from birth, Virginians from birth to death is a veteran. In addition, our active duty military, from the largest concentration of naval power in the world in Norfolk, to the crossroads of the Marine Corps at Quantico, to installations all across this Commonwealth, our Guard members, our reservists, our DOD civilians like the nurses who care for wounded warriors at Fort Belvoir Hospital, and the many civilians who are DOD contractors building the largest items on the planet Earth, nuclear aircraft carriers and subs in Newport News, or the components that go in those wonderful technological marvels built right here in the Lynchburg area. Our history is deeply tied to the gift of freedom because of our military connection. Perhaps in no place in this country or Commonwealth is that gift so profoundly felt and so solemnly remembered as the town of Bedford. The town of Bedford, where 34 soldiers from the Virginia National Guard companies at Virginia National Guards, Company A, 116th Infantry Regiment, landed on Omaha Beach 70 years ago today. 19 of those 34 men would give their lives on that day, June 6, 1944. Four more would give their lives before the Normandy operation completed. And the memorial where we stand today is testament not only to the sacrifices of all Allied service members, but also, as we look out over this beautiful countryside and the town of Bedford, to the legacy of its veterans and its families.